Why God invites us to pray. God extends His hand of friendship. Friends communicate with each other to cultivate a good relationship. Likewise, God invites us to talk to Him, opening the way for a warm friendship. He says, "You will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Jeremiah 29:12. As you speak to God, you will draw close to Him, and He will draw close to you. James 4:8. The Bible assures us, Jehovah is near to all those calling on Him. Psalm 145:18. The more we pray to Him, the more our friendship with God will flourish. God wants to help you. Jesus said, "Which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will hand him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not hand him a serpent, will he? Therefore, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your Father who is in the heavens give good things to those asking him?" Matthew 7:9-11. Yes, God invites you to pray because He cares for you and wants to help you. 1 Peter 5:7. He even invites you to go to Him with your problems. The Bible tells us, "Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God." Philippians 4:6. Humans have a spiritual need. Experts on human nature have observed that hundreds of millions of people feel a need to pray. Even some atheists and agnostics are included in this number. The footnote reads, "A 2012 Pew Research Center survey revealed that 11% of atheists, agnostics, in the United States pray at least once a month." End of footnote. This attests to the fact that humans were created with a spiritual need. Jesus said, "Happy are those conscious of their spiritual need." Matthew 5:3. One way we can fill that need is by regularly communicating with God. If we accept God's invitation to pray to Him, what benefits may we expect? The following is supplementary information. What does prayer involve? The Bible shows that prayer can embrace every facet of our life. Prayer may include the following. Confession. "I confessed my sin to you. I did not cover my error." Psalm 32:5. Thanks. "It is good to give thanks to Jehovah." Psalm 92:1. Praise. "I will praise Jehovah at all times. His praise will be on my lips constantly." Psalm 34:1. Requests for guidance. "Guide me in the pathway of your commandments, for in it I take delight." Psalm 119:35. Requests for strength. "Turn to me and show me favor. Give your strength to your servant." Psalm 86:16. End of article.